It's Friday, June 7th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Amnesty International released a new report on the war crimes committed by the Myanmar government military and how conflicts have affected Christians in the country. Fighting between Myanmar's military and armed minority ethnic groups are common throughout the country, and Christians often suffer from the violence. The predominantly Buddhist military government views Christianity as a threat and tries to suppress it. Recent years have been increasingly difficult for Christians in Myanmar. 4 years ago, Myanmar ranked as 25th on the Open Doors list of worst nations for Christian persecution. Now, the country is ranked 18th and is also listed as a Tier 1 country of particular concern by the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Myanmar and the rest of Southeast Asia. 1 Corinthians 12:26 says, "And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it." North Korea reportedly executed its nuclear envoy to the United States as part of a purge of officials who steered negotiations for a failed summit between leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump, according to Reuters. Kim Hyok-chol, along with 4 other foreign ministry officials, were executed in March at Miram Airport in Pyongyang on charges of spying for the U.S., said a South Korean newspaper on Friday. On Thursday, the Supreme Court of Washington State ruled against Christian florist Baronelle Stutzman over her refusal to create floral arrangements for a faux homosexual wedding. The original case against Stutzman had gone to the U.S. Supreme Court last year. However, the Supreme Court simply vacated the earlier ruling against Stutzman, telling the Washington Supreme Court to review Stutzman's case in light of the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in favor of Colorado baker Jack Phillips, who similarly refused to offer his services in a faux homosexual wedding. Alliance Defending Freedom, which defended Stutzman, plans on taking the case back to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Trump administration announced on Wednesday that scientists working with the National Institutes of Health will no longer be allowed to use baby body parts to conduct research. A statement from the Department of Health and Human Services stated, quote, "Promoting the dignity of human life from conception to natural death is one of the very top priorities of President Trump's administration. Any future research that requires new acquisition of fetal tissue from elective abortions will not be conducted," end quote. Last Friday, President Trump tweeted his support for LGBT Pride Month, calling on people to, quote, "recognize the outstanding contributions LGBT people have made to our great nation," end quote. But James 4:6 says, "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Trump said, quote, "My administration has launched a global campaign to decriminalize homosexuality and invite all nations to join us in this effort," end quote. Some have questioned whether his daughter Ivanka is behind the announcement. Christian talk show host Brian Fisher with American Family Radio declared that Trump is making a huge mistake by leading the LGBT parade, saying, quote, "It will dampen, diminish, and perhaps even extinguish the enthusiastic support he has enjoyed from his evangelical base," end quote. Last week, Illinois lawmakers passed a bill to legalize the murder of unborn babies for just about any reason up to birth. In response, Springfield, Illinois Bishop Thomas Piprocki instructed leaders in his Catholic diocese to bar any state lawmakers from communion who voted for the bill unless they repented of their sins. Piprocki said, quote, "To support legislation that treats babies in the womb like property, allowing for their destruction for any reason at any time, is evil," end quote. In a new report, Barna revealed the top 10 post-Christian cities in America, based on factors like whether individuals identify as atheist, have never made a commitment to Jesus, have not attended church in the last year, or have not read the Bible in the last week. Springfield, Holyoke, Massachusetts, ranked as the most post-Christian city at 66%. 8 of the 10 cities are in the Northeast, including Boston, Massachusetts, Providence, Rhode Island, Albany, New York, and Burlington, Vermont. The remaining cities are out west, like Santa Barbara, California, and Seattle, Washington. Proverbs 14:34 says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." On Wednesday, 95-year-old Salvation Army Commissioner Harry Reid skydived into Centerville, Normandy, in memory of when he first parachuted into Normandy 75 years ago for D-Day. At 20 years of age, Reid parachuted into Normandy on June 6, 1944. He remembers his jump vividly, landing 30 seconds later. Reid served as a wireless operator during World War II, receiving France's highest honor, the Chevalier, for his part in liberating the country from the Nazis. Reid said he made his commemoratory jump in remembrance of all his brothers in arms who never made it home. Please take a moment and share with me a quick 2-4 sentence email about what the worldview in 5 minutes means to you. I've only heard from Montana. What about those of you in the other 49 states or in a country around the world? Include your full name, city, state, and country, and send that to adam@theworldview.com. Unfortunately, only 2 Worldview listeners made a donation yesterday toward our $50,000 goal by Friday, June 28th. Our thanks to Steve in Amboy, Washington for giving $25, and Todd in Monument, Colorado for giving $50. Here's our latest total. Drum roll, please. $1,190. In order to get on track by Monday, June 10th, I need to find 24 Worldview listeners to give a recurring $20 monthly pledge or a one-time gift of $240, and another 12 Worldview listeners to give a recurring $40 monthly pledge or a one-time gift of $480. Can you make that gift today or over the weekend? Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, and then make your pledge. Don't forget to click the recurring monthly donation button if that's your wish. When I record the June 10th newscast, I hope your name is among the 36 new champions for this ministry. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, June 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. Fathers and sons will enjoy quality time together in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with family-style meals, encouraging messages, and activities including an alpine swing, a ropes course, a zip line, and fishing. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com.